So this morning we continue to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. We're going to be reading from chapter 4, text 198 to 202. So I'll read a few of the verses before and then we'll recite this morning's verse. Translation. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed and sometimes he cried and sometimes he danced and he sang. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, Ayadina, Ayadina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak and profuse tears within his eyes. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of bodily lustre, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. Purport. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Jadya is explained as loss of memory brought about by severe shock due to separation from the beloved. In that state of mind, one loses all concern for loss and gain, hearing and seeing, as well as other consideration. This marks the primary appearance of illusion. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanam Jnana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastachade Satadine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. So asking the blessings of everyone, particularly Ian. If I can say a few words here, we've got our Chaitanya Charitamrita Acharya, Sutapa. I feel inadequate to say something in front of him, but maybe if he gives his blessings, I can say a few things. And the ladies, thank you. So I'll just do a little recap what's happening so far. Sometimes we kind of read, so then some people are just joining, maybe online or something. So far, Lord Chaitanya, he's taken sannyas. He's been at Advaita Acharya's house. He's had wonderful pastimes there, particularly the pastime of what? Prasadam Sevaya. I'm sure you can all relate to that. Wonderful pastimes over there with Advaita Acharya. Mother Sachi coming over there for one last time to see the beautiful Nimai without any hair, seeing him in his sannyas garb. She cooked for the Lord. And then that's where she requested Nimai to make Jagannath Puri his headquarters. Actually, Lord Chaitanya's heart was in Vrindavan, but on the request of his sweet mother, then he made Jagannath Puri his headquarters. Then, I don't know if you remember, last few sessions I gave class, I had a little map of Lord Chaitanya's tour coming to Jagannath Puri. So he went to where he took sannyas. What's that place? Katak, then Shantipur. Then he's making his way across the river Ganges in Calcutta. Then now, at what point have we reached in his travels? Where is he at the moment in this chapter, in this section? No, he's in Raimuna. So it's a very, very interesting journey that Mahaprabhu is experiencing over here. So particularly in connection to this verse, so this could be a little bit of a speculation, but just having a little bit of study, but this is a transition for Mahaprabhu at this particular spot where he is at the moment. Does anyone know what this transition is? Please forgive me. I'm not trying to be like, I know it all kind of stuff, but just to engage everyone. What transition is taking place over here? So I explained what's happening earlier on, and now he's in Raimuna. It's a particular important spot over here. It's hit a nerve in Lord Chaitanya's emotions. So we'll explain that. So what do you think this transition is? Anyone knows? Hidden Vrindavan, yes. Deity of Shira Gopinath, yes. From the little bit of studying, this is the point in his life in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's where he experiences the second part of his reason for coming in the material world. So we know the two reasons. What are the two reasons, ladies, you know? So the two reasons, one was to propagate the Sankirtan movement. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when he was in Navadvip with all the wonderful associates, Advaitacharya, Lord Nityananda, Gadada, Shivastako, they're having ecstatic kirtans. Udilo Aruna, every day they would go and have these kirtans. So that was the first part of Mahaprabhu's reason for appearing. And now, when he arrives here in Raimuna, the second part of his reason for coming, which is Samprabhu. And that's right. And this verse has actually made Lord Chaitanya go into that mood. So if we just take a little look at the Shishtakam prayers, we see the first few prayers, Chaitodrapa Marjanam, Trinadapi, Nadanam Najanam, Ayunanda Tanuja Kankaram. These are all kind of the first part of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, trying to engage us into chanting the holy name, trying to do the Sankirtan movement. But the verse number 7, Yuga Yitam Nimeshena Chakshu Pravisha Yitam Sunya Yitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Varhe Name. This part of the Shikshastam is now his entering into the second phase of his wonderful pastimes. So it's quite interesting here, the translation. O Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be like 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain, and I'm feeling all vacant in the world in your absence. So this particular translation seems to like be more or less the same as today's translation. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock. So these are some of the ecstatic symptoms that the Lord is experiencing in the mood of Srimati Radha Rani. And particularly this verse that Godru Mahaprabhu gave class on yesterday. It's a very, 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 very important verse in Lord Chaitanya being set into the emotions of Srimati Radharani. Ayi dina dayadra natahe matura nata kadava lokashyashe ridayam twa loka kataram dayita brimayate kim karomi aham. And this verse is so ecstatic, and it's bringing in such emotions in Lord Chaitanya that he can't even say the full verse. He can only say, ayi, ayi, oh dear Lord, oh dear Lord. He's only getting up to that part, and then he's feeling such ecstatic symptoms. And this is the same verse. We're talking about Madhavendra Puri. This is the same verse that Madhavendra Puri was chanting again and again and again when he was leaving his so-called material body. So here, when Lord Chaitanya hears this, then this triggers the emotions in his ecstatic feeling in separation of Krishna. So Radharani's mood is that she's always in Vipralamba, in separation of the Lord, in serving the Lord. So as we all know, this Vipralamba is a very, very elevated, high state of life. Prabhupada many times he explains that the affairs of the heart are very, very, very complicated. So when a man and a woman, when they meet, they find a certain joy, they find a certain jubilation, they find a certain kind of happiness. But you can't always stay together with that person all the time. We have other things to do in life. We have to maybe travel a little bit. So then this is the point when Krishna, he leaves Vrindavan and he goes to Mathura. And in this particular verse that Lord Chaitanya is feeling these ecstatic emotions, Srimati Radharani is saying Mathura Nath. Anyone know for what reason he's saying that? Why is she saying Mathura Nath in this particular verse? The reason is because up to now he's been Vrindavan Nath. He's been in Vrindavan the whole time. And now she is realizing he is no longer going to be Vrindavan Nath. He's leaving Vrindavan. He's no longer going to be there visible for the devotees to see. The gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Subal, and particularly the gopis. So they're saying that from now on, you're not going to be Vrindavan Nath. What are you going to be? Mathura Nath, because that's where Akrura is taking him. That's where Akrura is taking Krishna and Balaram. And Radharani, she's also very, very smart. Although Krishna said, I'm going to come back, she knows Krishna will not come back. He is going to make his residence in Mathura. He's obliged because his parents Vasudeva and Devaki have been missing Krishna all this time. So what son would not want to be with their parents? So then she knows that this is going to be probably the last time. So she is feeling this acute separation from Krishna. And because Lord Chaitanya is in that same mood of Srimati Radharani. When this verse is recited, he is also feeling the same emotions that Radharani is feeling. So when we are separated from our beloved persons who we like to be with, who we like to enjoy with, then we feel this separation, trembling, isn't it? When you don't get to be with the person who you love, who you cherish, who you enjoy with, then you have symptoms that you shake, that you tremble. And this is the symptoms that Lord Chaitanya is feeling, because Lord Chaitanya is feeling this acute separation from Krishna. And then, I don't know if you've ever been in Heathrow Airport, when you're about to pick someone up and you haven't seen this devotee for a long time, you're trembling and you get very, very excited. You're missing that person. Then you sometimes even perspire. And then sometimes you see at the airport when these two people come in contact with each other, what happens? Prabhu? They faint, yeah? Heathrow Airport is full of all these people who faint all over the place. What's the first common ecstatic symptom happens when two people, they cry, tears of joy, tears of happiness. I'm sure you've all experienced this when you've missed someone and you haven't seen them for a long, long time. Then when you come together, torrents of rains shoot out of your kind of eyes, isn't it? And this is the exact symptoms Lord Chaitanya is feeling. And during this lockdown, sometimes when you have a little bit of extra time, then the mind starts to bubble up things in your mind. Bleep, 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 bleep. So those who advance, they take shelter of the holy name, service. But me, unfortunately, I take shelter of my mind. So then during the mind, sometimes your relationship with each other sometimes get tested, particularly when you don't see somebody. Then you get into what you call a paranoia state. Why didn't he phone me? Why didn't he text me? He doesn't love me. So I got into that unfortunate situation with one of my friends. And then because he wasn't contacting me at this situation, I was thinking, he doesn't care, he doesn't like me. I'm going to just ignore his texts or whatever. So I was trying to put up this hard front of trying to just ignore him. But then after 2 months, I couldn't keep it up any longer. So then I just phoned him and we spoke for a couple of hours. And I felt really, really happy. I won't say there was jubilant tears. But after 2 months of not speaking with these devotees, then I felt very, very happy, jubilant. So when you miss somebody, when you're apart from someone, then when you come close, then you feel very, very happy. So you have this Vipralamba where the gopis, particularly Radharani, they're feeling this separation from the Lord. But then what's the next part after separation? What comes after separation? Yes, David? Anxiety. Anxiety, yes. You are in anxiety when the next time you're going to meet this person, when the next time you're going to see them. Union. Prabhuji? Union, Samboga. So all different kinds of arrangements are made to try and unite these two people. So that is the job of Vishakha and Lalita. So Radharani hasn't seen Krishna all day long. Krishna goes to the forest. Radharani, the gopis are watching Krishna go. Krishna sees them and they're yearning to be with Krishna. But it's Krishna's time to be with the lads. It's Krishna's time to be with the boys and hang out, climb on each other's back, steal each other's lunch bag, have a bit of a wrestle, duck each other in the river Jamuna. That's his time with the boys, isn't it? Everyone likes a bit of time to just let loose. But then, in the evening time, then Krishna comes. Then whose time is it in the evening time? Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So then that's the time the parents, they also miss the child when the child goes out, either to school, either to whatever. Then when the child comes back, the parents are very, very eager to see the child, isn't it? So I'm not going to see my kids for 3 weeks because of, 4 weeks because of my lockdown here. But I'll be very, very eager to see them after this is, when I go outside. So then when Krishna comes back, then it's Krishna's time with, his parents. Then Krishna engages, Mother Yashoda cooks very nice prasadam, and then Krishna engages wonderful evening pastimes with the parents. And then after that, then when Mother Yashoda tucks Krishna away, and then, you know, you've done that parent, if you're a parent. Am I the only parent here? Anyway, so, I mean, when you kind of tuck your child away, maybe you read Krishna book or maybe some nursery rhymes or whatever, and then you put that light away and you see them. And then what do most kids do? I know I used to do it. Come on, I know you guys do. What happens when the light goes off? Turn it back on, isn't it? You pull out your sheets and then, yeah. You speak with your brothers on your walkie-talkie, okay, you know, let's get together, you know. And that's when some kind of real fun begins, isn't it? The naughty time, isn't it? And that's what Krishna wanted, you know. Everyone likes to follow the rules. But when you break the rules, well, you know, a little bit of extra kind of, ooh, what's going on there? The Sutapa watching me, you know. There's cameras over there. Who's stepping outside the fence over here? So that's what Krishna's like, isn't it? I mean, that's what Krishna's like also, you know. He's a very naughty person, isn't he? We can't help it. And because we're part of Krishna, maybe we're a little bit naughty as well. So then that's what Krishna does. And then he goes out, he climbs out the window. I remember one time, my brothers, they dared me. They said, okay, do you think you can sleep? Because we kind of lived just opposite kind of the graveyard. He said, okay, do you think you can sleep all night in the graveyard, you know? So then I said, no. And I said, come on, don't be a wimp, you know. Anyway, so then what happened was after my parents reached the light of, I got some pillows and pretending that was the shape of the body and, you know, put some duvets over it. If they check, they'll see this body still there. Anyway, so I kind of didn't quite make it anyway, so, you know, kid at 9, 10 years old living in the graveyard, something I don't recommend. Anyway, but Krishna, excuse me, I'm deviating here. Krishna, he would go out and then he would engage in the pastimes with the gopis there. And Vishakha and Lalita, this is when they would do the sambhog. This is where Krishna would be united with Srimati Radharani and Krishna together. So these particular emotions are also there, not just in the physical sense. What other way can these emotions also be there? What other emotions can this also be there? For devotees, for us.
You have spiritual emotions.
Mental level. So the way I was trying to relate today's verse is, this is quite very, very elevated. The way maybe we can try and see some of these symptoms over here is service. So particular in this kind of situation, when there's some kind of restrictions for devotees to come and do their service, we are restricted coming to the temple. We are restricted to come to the morning program. There's some devotees outside are feeling this vipralamba. They're feeling this separation in doing the service. So we are very, very fortunate. We are very lucky to be here. I feel very extremely fortunate to be here, allowing to do my wonderful service. But some devotees outside, I know they're gagging to come and do the service to Radha Gokulananda, even just to mop the floor of the temple. But they are in separation. And one devotee, I spoke to them that they're missing so much. They were having the same symptoms. They said, I want to dress the deities. And they were crying. They were morose. They were depressed. They were unhappy because they want the yearning to have that service that was taken away from them. So this is also a nice meditation for us, that when we don't have our service, then we also go into this kind of depression, or we get upset or something like that. So we should never take it for granted what service is been given to us. We should always try and take it wholeheartedly and embrace that. So we'll carry on with some of these symptoms. So we've reached trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, and sometimes there's shock. When sometimes people meet, they can't believe their good fortune, that they are in shock. And they just stand there. And I've seen it literally, two people meet, sometimes you're just shocked. And you don't know words. You've heard the saying, lost for words, isn't it? So then, also here in the purport, your memory goes, you lose everything. Because you have so many things going in your mind when you meet this person, then you go in a state of shock. And when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda first met, the first thing they saw each other, they were in a state of shock. And then they collapsed. So shock is also another symptom. Then fading of bodily luster. So then sometimes your color gets drained from your body when you're feeling morose, when you're trembling, when you perspire. Then sometimes disappointment is there also. So why would there be disappointment when you meet someone? What do you reckon there's the reason why you're disappointed? Prabhuji? Yeah, because that's another sign of Vipralamba. Vipralamba has four different aspects. And one of the aspects is that even though you're with that person, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, they're going to go away again. So just like my time here is limited, I'm sure you're not going to miss me. So my time is limited here. At a certain point, I'll be gone. So sometimes you get disappointed. So even though you're happy, you know that at a certain point this person will also go. Then moroseness. Why is there moroseness when in this kind of ecstatic connection? Why would someone be morose? Or why would Lord Chaitanya feel morose when he's kind of thinking of this particular situation? It's the same thing because time is limited. Time is something we have no control over. So whatever time you have with someone is very, very, very limited. So then sometimes even I think the time we have with each other is limited. One who has taken birth, what is going to happen? Death. So sometimes you become a little morose. One friend of mine was saying that the son was a little bit fixated by death. And he was always morose. And he was saying that he couldn't stop thinking, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. So sometimes we get morose in a situation like that. That whatever time we have with each other is limited. Whatever situation we have is limited. Then we become a little bit morose about it. Loss of memory. What is loss of memory? How does that come about? Prabhuji? Sorry? From shock, yeah? Ian? Yeah. So like we said, like, you know, loss of words. So when you see someone, you lose your memory. Isn't it sometimes you have no idea? Sometimes you're trying to recall a shloka. You're trying to, like, remember something or remember a pastime. Loss of memory is natural, isn't it? I'm losing my memory like anything. I don't even know who I am. So the idea is the loss of memory is there. And then when you put in a sudden state, if I were to say to somebody, just give class spontaneously, would you be able to do it? You'll be in shock. What am I going to say? Ooh. I mean, some people would have no problem, but some people will go in a state of shock, loss of memory. So when you put in a certain situation, you will have a loss of memory. I don't know what to say, you know? So then pride. So then you're meeting someone at Heathrow Airport or whatever. Then what about pride? How does this come in play in a situation like this? Mohan, what do you reckon? Nishkinchana? How would you say pride would come into a situation? So, shock. Is your hand trembling? Sam Prabhu? Yes, exactly. The joy. There's so many people there, but the person that this person has come to is you. And I remember again, I'm sorry to relate to this. When I used to kind of come for deity greetings, when I used to come and do my Seva Puja, then my kids, they would come for Guru Puja. And then they were small kids, about 4 or 5. And when they would kind of come and wobble towards me, it would give me great pride, showing off in front, oh, look at my child coming for Guru Puja. So there's a bit of kind of pride there over there as well, you know. So we become a little bit proud that, oh, this person is going to be with me. It's a little bit of an elite situation, you know. It's only me, it's not you. Yeah, man, yeah. Okay, so then we're pride, and then joy. That goes without saying, isn't it? Isn't it? We become so happy, so jubilant. You know, some of you, when you're going to be able to go out, when you're going to be able to do your Sangha programs, when you're able to see those devotees you haven't able to see. It's not quite the same when you see them in a digital form in a Zoom, but when you see them through their eyes, the eyes are the window to your soul, you'll find such joy, such happiness over there. Then humility. How does this come in play? Humility. Yeah, you just feel that, you know, you feel very, very humbled to be in this particular presence, particularly if they're kind of senior to you. If you're picking up a Maharaj, I remember once I was picking up me and Godruma Prabhu. We were picking Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj from the airport. And me and Godruma, we were talking, we were feeling such great joy that we could pick him. We felt very, very humbled that we could pick him up. And we had long, you know, conversation, talking with him. So we felt very, very humbled to pick up Maharaj. So all these different symptoms, trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, humility. These were all visible because Lord Chaitanya was missing Krishna. So how many of us are feeling this when we miss Krishna? So that's the bar. It's a long, high bar, isn't it? So, of course, we also find some kind of ecstatic kind of symptoms in serving the Lord. Like I said, in separation, in different kinds of ways. But we just carry on, and then whatever opportunity that we have, these ecstatic symptoms, as explained in verse number 6, "Oh my Lord, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly? When will I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up? When will the hairs on my body stand on end or at the recitation of your holy name?" So we might not be at that level. When we chant japa, we see if our hairs are standing on end. We might not be on that kind of a level, but we just have to be what in this situation? Just be determined and persevere. And then they will come. These emotions, what are these emotions? I'll just close over there. What are these emotions? They're raganuga. They're spontaneous. You don't have to force them upon yourself. They just come naturally, isn't it? So these symptoms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling in separation, they were coming naturally. So when we perform our service, when we perform our duty, these emotions will come naturally. Sometimes when I do like a pujari service, and I see sometimes some, particularly ladies, when they come, and when they see the deities, you can see the emotions in their eyes, and they say, "Oh, Lalaji, oh, Takoji," and you can feel that emotion. So these emotions, they will come in due course of time. We don't have to force ourselves. The more we become attached to Krishna, the more we serve Krishna, these emotions that the Lord is experiencing, they will come to us. So I'll stop here. I mean, I could go on. I'm a waffle, as you guys know. But we have a schedule to keep, and I think I have to get ready for cleaning the temple and everything. So if there's any questions, comments, anyone in, anything like to add? Anyone feeling ecstatic? Yeah?
The deity of Chitra Gopinath, Lord Ramachandra made that deity, showing, telling Sita, "I'm going to appear in this form in the future."
Mm-hmm. So that's the darshan that Lord Chaitanya is having, Shira Gopinath. Anything else? Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Yeah.